ready for today.
The sun is barely up, but 22 Syracuse University students are already up and out for the day. They huddle together on a barren street in San Juan, Puerto Rico, waiting for directions.
If you just have somebody drive down ahead of the people handing out bags, and Andreas will say, hey, come on out.
Their mission today, to deliver food, water filters, and clothing to needy residents in the aftermath of Hurricane Maria. It's been 3 months since a hurricane hit, but Sydney Kennedy says the students' help is needed to clean out damaged homes and bring hope to the island.
I knew it was bad, but coming here, I did not think it was going to be nearly this bad. You hear about it, and then you come here and you see it, and you just want to, like, show everybody.
That sense of awe and frustration is fueling the students' motivation to make as big a difference as they can in just 1 week's time, starting the moment they arrived in San Juan 1 week before Christmas.
Next! Keep coming.
One of the leaders on the trip said a quote about how, you know, sometimes it feels like you're only pouring one cup into the entire Atlantic Ocean, but when you help one person, it's like pouring the entire ocean into their cup.
Freshman Gabrielle Phillips says being the one to fill that cup was the most rewarding feeling of all, and her fellow student volunteers agree.
Change happens through baby steps that you take every day, and people pick up on it.
For someone to come from somewhere else and take time to help them in some way, care for them, to listen to them, it's making a significant difference.
But volunteer John Jankovic says the food deliveries, reconstruction, and heartfelt conversations also made a difference in the lives of the college students.
I feel like one of the biggest takeaways is compassion. Seeing these people still with smiles on their faces and seeing, you know, yourself like, ugh, it's snowing today in Syracuse and I don't want to go to class kind of thing. Like, first world problems are real.
Last one! Yeah!
The students say they accomplished a lot during the 7-day trip. But Mickey Kaysen says the reality is there is so much more to be done.
It's going to be a long way down the road. Government cannot meet all their needs. It's not going to. It's not designed to do that.
The Syracuse University team is promising to be part of the journey ahead, no matter how long it may take. By helping to better others, Devin Bartholomew says they better themselves.
It gave us one true window into an individual person's life and story. And so I think that has changed me, and I think it's changed all of our participants.
In San Juan, Puerto Rico, Alyssa Candiotti, NCC News.